It's Friday, and time to read through some of your feedback on our recent shows.
On Tuesday, Governor Deval Patrick joined us to talk about his new autobiography, A Reason to Believe.
I believe in conviction politics. I believe that we should say what we believe and be willing to lose if that's what we believe.
Now, some of our listeners have been pretty tough on the governor in his previous appearances here, but this time they were easy with their praise. Charlene tweeted, "I was in my car and really liked what he said about believing in conviction politics."
John commented at RadioBoston.org, "I wish more Democrats had spines like Deval Patrick. He fully endorsed gay marriage instead of trying to split the difference with civil unions."
And commenter Chaz wrote, "I have never watched from afar any governor grow into the job so fast and so well."
Of course, a number of listeners also suggested some tough questions for Patrick on issues ranging from proposed cuts to state health services to the governor's support of in-state tuition for undocumented immigrants. We'll put some of those questions to Governor Patrick when he joins us again in the coming months.
But speaking of tuition, last week we had a conversation about Massachusetts community colleges and the rising number of students who are using the two-year schools as a way to save money before transferring to a four-year college.
Specifically, we mentioned a new program starting in the fall in Massachusetts that will allow community college graduates with a grade point average of at least a 3 to finish their bachelor's at UMass Amherst tuition-free. A similar program is already in place at UMass Dartmouth.
"This show is misleading," commented listener Alex G. on our website. "The program offers free tuition only. It does not cover the cost of what the state colleges call fees, which are great enough that it's necessary for most ordinary folks to take out loans in order to attend."
A listener who goes by the name Wordlass replied to Alex this way, "This is true. Still, the overall costs are much less than at private college, and you've already knocked off 2 years worth of credits for a song."
And now a tip of our hats to a particularly perceptive listener. Last week, musician Amanda Palmer joined us to talk about the album she wrote and recorded in a single 12-hour session here in Boston, along with Ben Folds, Damian Kulash of OK Go, and Palmer's husband, author Neil Gaiman. In the interview, we played a clip from this duet between Folds and Palmer called "Because the Origami."
"Because we don't know where you are, we're putting out this song. Because we think that you might hear and know where you belong."
Well, Fernando Barrios was listening pretty closely, and he sent us an email remarking that the song sounded a lot like The Cure's 1985 hit In Between Days.
Listeners, you be the judge.
"Go on.
No,
it does
seem kind of close."
Well, listeners, feel free to report musical corollaries or anything else that strikes you when you hear our show.
We should note before we go that both Folds and Palmer actually have recorded covers of In Between Days, so maybe that explains it. But remember, you can always send us an email or drop us a line at our website. You can find all the ways to contact us at our website, radioboston.org.
"So go on.
Stay with us. When we come back, we'll hear from the Boston Medical Center nurse who spends part of her career working with patients in war zones like Afghanistan. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.